Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 100 Uplifting and Funny Short Stories for Seniors by Michael Smith is a large print short story collection aimed at older readers who want accessible, light, and engaging fiction. The book is designed around a practical reading experience, easy-to-read formatting, brief tales, and language that supports comfortable independent reading. Its subject matter centers on humor, nostalgia, and emotional warmth, with stories intended to trigger memories, encourage conversation, and provide gentle mental stimulation. Rather than offering a single narrative arc or a complex literary structure, it presents a curated set of short pieces that can be read in small sessions. That format makes it suitable for seniors, who prefer manageable reading chunks, as well as for caregivers, family members, or activity leaders looking for material that can be shared aloud. In its category, the book stands out less for literary experimentation than for its clear reader-focused purpose, combining readability, humor, and reminiscence in a way that is easy to approach and easy to gift. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, large print formatting as a usability feature for older readers. The large print format also affects pacing. Because each story is short and visually approachable, readers can finish a piece without losing their place or feeling overwhelmed by a long chapter structure. That matters for older adults who may prefer short reading sessions spread throughout the day. The result is a book that supports consistency of use, which is often more important than depth in this genre. Accessibility, therefore, becomes part of the reading experience itself, not merely a technical detail. Secondly, humor and nostalgia working together to support emotional engagement. The practical value of this pairing is that it can prompt conversation. A story that reminds a reader of a school event, family habit, or old-fashioned social custom may lead to recollection and discussion with others. That is important in senior-focused books, because shared memory can create connection, not just private amusement. In this way, the book uses storytelling as a social bridge, not only as entertainment. Thirdly, short story structure built for manageable reading sessions. This structure changes the book's relationship to memory and mood. Because each story is brief, the emotional effect is immediate and contained, making it easier for readers to find a quick lift in spirits without investing in a long plot. That makes the collection practical rather than demanding, and it helps explain why it fits the senior leisure reading category so well. Fourthly, mental stimulation through light, low-pressure reading. This approach is important because it respects the reader's energy level. Heavy or overly complex books can discourage regular reading, while extremely simple material may feel empty. The collection tries to sit between those extremes by offering enough narrative structure to hold attention without creating frustration. That balance is a major reason the book is positioned around both enjoyment and mental engagement. Lastly, a gift-oriented book designed for seniors, caregivers, and family sharing. Compared with many books in the same category, this one stands out for combining a clear senior-centered design with a non-demanding, emotionally positive tone. Some senior books lean heavily toward puzzles, trivia, or sentimental reminiscence. This collection instead emphasizes short fiction with humor and warmth. That gives it a different identity within the gift book market. It is meant to be read for pleasure, shared for connection, and kept for ongoing light use rather than simply displayed or completed once. In conclusion, this book is best suited for seniors who want short, accessible reading that feels pleasant rather than demanding, along with caregivers, relatives, and activity coordinators looking for a low-friction shared reading option. Its practical benefits are straightforward. Large print improves readability, brief stories reduce fatigue, humor can lift mood, and nostalgic content may encourage reminiscence and conversation. Intellectually, it offers gentle narrative engagement without requiring sustained concentration or complex interpretation. What makes it stand out in its category is the combination of format and purpose. Many books for older readers focus either on readability alone or on content alone. But this collection aligns both. The stories are short, the presentation is senior-friendly, and the tone is intentionally warm and light. It is also positioned as a gift book, which makes it useful for readers who want to give something thoughtful without choosing a specialized or clinical title. In short, it is a straightforward, audience-specific collection that prioritizes ease, comfort, and repeated enjoyment over literary ambition. If you would like to support Michael Smith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.